Luma, your dial is set on the softer side of the radio dial. KZST.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.
Dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart.
So was today a busy, busy day for you? Taking care of kids, taking care of business, working, running errands, trying to get everything done so you can relax and enjoy the weekend. Thank you for kicking off the weekend with me. Slip on those slippers, you know, the ones you got for Christmas. Turn down the lights and turn up the music. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Happy holidays. This is Jim Bone from Jim Bone Nissan of Santa Rosa. Why is the end of the year the best time to buy a car? I have zero reasons why. Through the end of the year, Jim Bone Nissan of Santa Rosa has unprecedented 0% APR financing on new Nissans. Take that 0% interest over the course of your new car loan, and you'll save thousands of dollars. But not only that, Jim Bone Nissan has insane year-end offers on every new Nissan. You'll save on every model. And we've also announced 4.9% APR financing on all certified pre-owned vehicles. Buy a new Nissan today, like the absolutely captivating Nissan Rogue, and you pay 0% APR financing. You don't want to miss this. The 0% year-end event is now at Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa.
With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This week on My Sonoma Deals, get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Santa Rosa's newest live theater destination, Left Edge Theater at the California on 7th Street. You can find award-winning 5-star entertainment year-round. Daring contemporary plays never seen in Sonoma County. More info online at leftedgetheater.com. Go to mysonomadeals.com to buy your gift certificates and learn more.
Michelle lost her son Trevor to a fentanyl overdose. Fentanyl is present in 6 out of 10 doses of illicit drugs. How can young adults be prepared?
Students going off to college to learn about Narcan, to get Narcan, to be trained in order to be a first responder if, heaven forbid, something like what happened to Trevor would happen to one of their friends. Who knows, if his friend had Narcan, maybe he'd be alive today.
How does Narcan or naloxone work?
Naloxone is the drug that reverses opioid overdoses, and it works on morphine, it works on heroin, it works on fentanyl, all the opiates. The half-life of Narcan is about 20 minutes, and the half-life of fentanyl is 2 hours. So even if you give 2 doses, it might reverse it at the beginning, but they need the consistency of the naloxone in a hospital environment or some other emergency environment.
Learn more at onepillsonoma.org.
Fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand, but I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all not a good look and some self-control. And deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're
welcome aboard, Angie. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, actually, I emailed you, and Lisa just called as we got in the door. We are celebrating our fifth anniversary this evening, and I had emailed and told you that I do have a liver disease, and I've had it for almost 8 years, and I wasn't going to remarry because I didn't want to put anybody through the sickness that I go through, because it's not easy. And my mother, when she was alive, and I had a 10-year-old son at the time, and they both were praying for a father and for a Christian husband for me. And so I thought, okay. So I answered a ad, and my husband, Jim, he was one that was on my voicemail. And so I picked out three, and I let my mother pick out one, and she picked Jim. And I let my son pick out the three, and I didn't let him know who Grandma had picked, and he picked Jim also. So I called Jim, and we hit it off.
Wow, if you had the thumbs up from the whole family.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because I'm the youngest of six, so they were all right there to protect little sister. But I picked Jim, and he and I had a wonderful phone conversation, but we physically didn't meet until Thanksgiving Day, 5 years ago at Thanksgiving. He was in the hospital with blood clots in his legs. So that's how we physically met, and, you don't look very attractive when you're in a hospital bed, but when I walked in, he's like, God told me that to get ready because you're the one I'm going to marry. And I just thought he was like whacked out on morphine or something, But no, he proposed to me at Christmas time in front of my family. And in February, it was Friday the 13th, we got married on a radio station with 50 other couples. But he was in the hospital at that time. And I had called him that Wednesday, and I proposed to him over the air. He accepted. He was released that afternoon, Thursday. We got our license, and by 7 o'clock Friday morning, we were husband and wife.
Congratulations.
Yes.
So you met your husband in a hospital bed.
Yes.
After your family had approved of him.
Yes. Well, see, he had placed an ad, so like a personal ad.
Uh-huh.
And so did I, but he answered mine. And so then I let the family listen to his voice, and they liked it, and he is he's a wonderful person.
All right. Kiss his face, and I'll find a good song for you.
Okay.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion, time to pick my heart up off the floor. Oh, when that love comes down with a devotion, well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door, cause I gotta have faith. He's done to you. Stand up, little girl. Broken.
broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fake the twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to be with you.
Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? Was on down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
ZST, Santa Rosa.